Hi, my name is Trevor Sullivan, a Microsoft MVP for Windows PowerShell and an independent consultant working with the Microsoft Azure Public Cloud Platform, System Center, and Windows PowerShell Automation. I wanted to take a few minutes today to talk to you about the PowerShell Desired State Configuration feature and how we can use this technology to implement our infrastructure as code. So first, what I'm going to do is fire up the PowerShell ISE, and if you don't have the PowerShell ISE on your taskbar in Windows, you can fire it up by going to Start Run or pressing Windows R on your keyboard and typing PowerShell underscore ISE. Now, inside the PowerShell ISE, we want to begin by authoring a PowerShell Desired State Configuration document. Now, a configuration document looks very similar to a function, and the way that we declare one is using the configuration keyword. Once you've declared the configuration keyword, you want to follow that by an identifier. So an identifier would be a name such as Contoso. Inside the block of the configuration document, we can declare a parameter block, which allows us to pass in input parameters inside this function when we execute it. Now, inside the body of the configuration document, we want to declare what are called resources. And a resource is a thing like a file or a registry key or a Hyper-V virtual machine or pretty much any type of node or entity that you could think of as being managed, right? So you would manage objects like Windows services, processes, Hyper-V virtual machines, even cloud resources like Azure virtual machines, right? So what we want to do is we want to press the Control Space key, and this is actually going to bring up the IntelliSense feature in the PowerShell ISE, and it's going to show us all of the different DSC resources that are available to us. Now, some DSC resources are not visible to the operating system until we explicitly import them into our configuration document. And the way that we do that is using the import-DSC resource command inside of the configuration block. So as you can see, there's a variety of built-in Windows DSC resources that allow us to manage things like packages, processes, registry keys, Windows features, environment variable, security groups, files, and the local configuration manager itself, which we'll talk about in a separate video. So let's start by declaring a file resource. So if you hover over the file resource, you'll see the IntelliSense for it here that shows which attributes or which properties of that file resource are mandatory or required in order for that file resource to operate correctly. So in this case, the only required resource is the destination path, or I'm sorry, the only required property is the destination path property. So we have to tell it what file we're managing. So in this case, let's just go ahead and declare a file resource and call it Windows Update Log. And inside of this DSC resource instance, because we're creating an instance of the file resource, we're going to declare that destination path property. Now, the path of the Windows Update log file is going to be c slash windows slash windowsupdate.log. And I'm going to add a property called ensure and basically tell DSC that I want to ensure that that file is always present. So the ensure property can be set to either present or absent. So if you want the file to not exist, then you simply set ensure to be absent. So once we've declared that DSC resource, we can then invoke the DSC configuration block or the configuration document by using its name, just like we would call a function. Now, when you actually import a DSC configuration document or function, whatever you want to call it, into the session, you get some automatic properties, very similar to the PowerShell workflow feature, where when you define a workflow, you automatically get a bunch of parameters on that workflow. Similarly, in DSC, our configuration documents automatically get certain properties, or I'm sorry, parameters. So one of those parameters is called output path. And the output path is basically where the MOF files are going to go that are generated from the DSC configuration document. So essentially, the process looks like we first declare the configuration document, we then call the configuration document, and when we call it, what happens is we get a bunch of generated MOF files. And those MOF files are then deployed out to our managed endpoints. So let's go ahead and make a directory called cdsc-contoso. And then let's specify that output path as the output path for the configuration document. So we're going to create an empty folder, and then we're going to actually invoke our DSC configuration document and generate those MOF files. So let's go ahead and just hit F5 to execute this entire script here. So it's going to go ahead, import the DSC configuration document into our global session, and then it's going to create that Contoso folder and then generate the MOF file. Now you'll see a warning here that says the configuration named Contoso is loading one or more built-in resources without explicitly importing the associated modules. Now what you need to understand is that every single DSC resource exists inside of a PowerShell module. So a PowerShell module can wrap multiple DSC resources. Now in this case, this is actually a new warning that comes from the April 2015 preview of the Windows Management Framework core package, or PowerShell version 5, April 2015 preview. And I'm running this version on Windows 10, actually, Windows 10 build 10.130. And so this warning is basically telling us that we've used a DSC resource. In this case, we've used the file resource. And we haven't explicitly used the import DSC resource statement to import the resource. So what we're going to do is we're going to add in a import DSC resource statement. And then there's two different parameters that we can specify. We can either import the individual resources themselves by using the name parameter, or we can import the entire module that contains a set of resources that we want to use by using the module name parameter. So in this case, I'm going to call import DSC resource module PS desired state configuration. Now, how did I know that the module name was PS desired state configuration? Well, the answer is that I memorized it. But if I didn't know that and I needed to find out what the module name was for a set of DSC resources, what I can do is call the get DSC resource command. And what this is going to do is it's going to go out to my PS module path environment variable. It's going to query all the directories that are inside my PS module path, and it's going to find a list of DSC resources that are in those directories. So as you can see here, I've got DSC resources from the PS desired state configuration module, as well as the XPS desired state configuration module, which is an extension of the built-in resources. And then I've also got an X-Chrome module and an X-TimeZone module, and each of those two modules only has a single resource inside of it. So this is essentially where you would find the module name for each DSC resource. So in this case, the file resource that we're using is a member of the PS desired state configuration module. So after we add that import DSC resource statement, we're going to rerun our script, and we'll get a little bit of an error because the make dir command says, hey, your path already exists, no big deal, we don't really care about that error. But it's actually going to generate a new MOF file for us, and what you'll notice is that that warning we got earlier has no longer been emitted to the PowerShell console host, or ISE host. So now that we've generated this MOF file, let's go ahead and take a look at it. The MOF file is going to contain the managed object format syntax for each of the resources that we declared in our configuration document. So this MOF file that's sitting in front of us is actually going to get deployed to our managed endpoints. So in this case, this DSC MOF file is only going to manage my local host because I haven't specified any node names, and we'll talk about node blocks later on. But for now, all we're going to do is we're going to call start DSC configuration. So we're actually going to kick off the DSC configuration. We're going to specify the wait parameter so it doesn't return immediately. We're going to specify the verbose parameter so that it spits out verbose information. We're going to specify the force parameter just to make sure that it actually executes. And then we're going to finally specify the folder path that contains the MOF files we want to apply to the system. So once I start this DSC configuration, that MAF file is going to get deployed to the agent of the DSC endpoint, which is called the local configuration manager, the LCM. So the LCM is the agent that processes the MAF file and actually performs the validation against each of those DSC resource instances that we created. So as you can see, we actually got an error here, and this is because we are not running the PowerShell ISC as administrator. So let's go ahead and launch the PowerShell ISC as administrator. And let's go ahead and just copy and paste this code over to our administrative window. So now when we execute this, we're going to get that error saying that the path already exists. It's going to import the DSC configuration document into the session. And let's just go ahead and rebuild this this start DSC configuration command. And let's go ahead and rerun it. So now what you can see is because we specified the verbose parameter, it's actually emitting the output that the agent generates when it processes the DSC configuration. So as you can see, it's processing each resource instance individually. So these lines of the log here represent the one resource instance that we put inside our DSC configuration document. So in this case, it's actually telling us that the file in the destination path was found, and because we set it to ensure that the file was present, it has no action to perform. So if we were to change this to actually say the destination path is Windows Update 2.log, and we tell it to ensure that it's present, well, that file doesn't actually exist. And so it's going to complain saying, hey, you didn't give me any source to create that file from. So in this case, it's actually going to throw an exception, but we could actually include contents for the file. So there's a property called contents, and the way that I'm doing that in IntelliSense is with control space. And so let's just say that the contents should be Trevor. And so now if we rerun this, you'll see that we now have the successful creation of that file. And if we open it up, you can see that the contents of that file are Trevor. So this is just kind of a brief introduction to PowerShell desired state configuration and showing you how you can use it to declare different managed entities inside of your environment. Again, my name is Trevor Sullivan, a Microsoft MVP for PowerShell. You can visit me online at trevorsullivan.net and follow me on Twitter at PCGeek86. Thanks, and we'll see you again.